Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
But for me though, I mean, what triggered me though was a couple days ago when Sean Porter, like obviously he has a very successful podcast and everything like that though. But one thing about Sean Porter's podcast is sometimes you can tell that he don't be preparing, you know, for some of the shit that he be talking about. Like some things, you know, like when he knows what he's talking about, he knows how to convey it in a way that the casual and then the non-casual can actually understand, they can vibe with them. But when he don't know what he's talking about, you know, you can literally smell the bullshit coming out. Like, bro would be saying anything, whatever, whatever. In this case, the latest thing from him is from with Sean, anyway. So, the big thing, and this is a whole tweet, and he said this on Pro Box, I think, is basically, if Inoue's goal is to be a star in boxing, he has to come to the United States. You know, and this has been a thing, and this is and keep in mind, this has been a whole thing for Inoue for a good minute. Like, this is not like it's nothing new, but when Porter said this, it seemed like, I mean, obviously Porter got the type of response he probably wanted or didn't want, whichever way you wanted to go by it. You know, obviously the top ranked people were telling him like, no, he doesn't really need to do that. And then you have someone's like, oh yeah, you know, America's the epicenter of the boxing world, and then of course you have the usuals that, you know, that pretty much think that, you know, he's in Japan, so he takes all the roids in the world, and he gets to, and he has, like, you know, favorable referees, judges, even though most of his fights don't go to judges like that, except for, you know, he's only like one of his last 15 fights that they went to the cards, you know, stuff like that. But it's just, but with Porter though, Porter was really not really being, you can tell he probably wasn't educated on what Inoue's career is like, because he's like, oh, I don't know what his goals are. He's never fought in America. Like, you know, like if he comes over here, you know, he'll be a star. And it just has like the random questions like, number one, who in America in his division is going to dictate terms to Monster? Like, who? There are no American fighters at 122, 126 that will be able to say, oh yeah, Monster, yeah, you need to come over here in America to fight me. You know, that's not gonna, that doesn't happen. Like, there's no fighters there's no American fighters in this man's division that will come over. And just they'll make Monster come over right now because Stephen Fulton found out, you know, he got a career payday going over there to defend his belts.
Real quick, I just want to make a comment in regard to this. There's a couple things a combination of things. Obviously, Inoue being at a lower weight, you know, people are going to hate a little bit. I'm just going to say, there's also coupled with that, I feel like. Now, he has fought twice. I mean, as many times as, you know, Tyson Fury has fought in America.
Well, he's fought three times in America.
He fought three times. Yeah, I think more, even more. I think Tyson might be only two. But either way, I do feel like to Americans that prefer maybe black boxers or something, they're going to always hate a little bit on Inoue.
Yeah, of course.
You know, not all. I mean, we all fuck with Inoue. I'm just saying, like, you know, that crowd that, you know, like, I don't know.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it's just the outdated thing is where, you know, Sean's like, yeah, you know, well, yeah, he's coming to America. Like, LB, once he replied back, like, America doesn't even market the fighters that they have now on any huge level.
And LB, I saw LB, quote it saying, he should be fighting here. So, you know, he has, you know, obviously... Then LB saying that is, you know, kind of leading the cattle, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So the thing with LB is, LB, now, LB's one of the ones, and I always feel like if you got to know the business of boxing, obviously you should know boxing itself. That's how I always feel. I mean, now, honestly, LB knows the A, B's, and C's of boxing business itself, but every single time that he opens his mouth on some actual boxing shit, He's like wrong or horribly wrong. Like it's like low key or he's biased as fuck. Like, you know, and those are the things with Element. And this is the thing, is like, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, you can really, some may call it him being on code or something like that for the most part, but it's just like, every single time that he says something wrong, you know, motherfuckers like rush his Twitter and be like, tell him about himself. You know, it's a weird thing that he, it's a weird thing that he does, and it's low key annoying because you know that he could probably keep it real, but he doesn't. You know, but yeah, no, America is not like the, I mean, it's sad to say, but America is not. It's slow. It's getting to the point where some people just don't need to fight in America like that. Monsters fought 3 times in America. Did he? I mean, how much love did he get for fighting in America? Like, you know, one of them, you know, he knocked off someone who's a current champion right now, Jason
Maloney. He knocked out Maloney, right?
Yeah. He got rid of him. Like, you know,
he makes money in Japan. You know, like, you know.
Hold on, wait. He didn't sweet signs him to death. He didn't Richardson hits him to death. You know, just jab his way, like.
Yeah, like, hear me out, like, real quick. Japanese boxing with him and Janto Nakatani, like, Janto seems special to me too. Like, you know, obviously Japanese people love their boxing and their athletes. You know what I mean? So,
dude, we're at a point. Everybody loves their boxing. It's just for some reason America hasn't fully realized it yet. Like, so many people are into boxing worldwide. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't think there's ever been a point in time where it's been this many people all collectively are into boxing. You'd have to literally go to like maybe the 70s or something. Like, you have to go beyond my time.
I mean, we still, you know, have the most champions in America, you know, in boxing. But in terms of popularity and stuff, like, I'd say, like, you know, UK, Mexico, they love boxing more than the average American fan.
They do.
They do.
And I would say
it's probably been that way for the better part of 2 decades, at least.
And a lot of them, they're smaller regions.
Right.
And the thing I do want to say now, real quick, Inoue's giving us, you know, tough fights. Like, I wanted that Nery fight for a long time. I'm glad it's happening, you know, like, right away. You know, he broke that ban. Japan hated him. But, you know, he's making money. You know, he's making, you know, and Fulton got his biggest payday, you know, by far.
Exactly.
Dude, look, bro. Japan would break a ban for fucking King Kong if they knew he could come back and Godzilla could beat his ass. Like, you think they'd break that ban for anybody else? This is one of those, like, yeah, all right. Like, a nigga whooped you, and he did some foul shit, and then you know, and niggas chased him off the block or something, like, yo, don't come back here. And it's like, all right, fuck it, I don't need to beat y'all niggas ass. And then the nigga's like, yo, I got my big brother, nigga. He just got out the pen, nigga. Yeah, yeah. All that tough shit now. Come back to the block, nigga. Like, Inoue the big brother right now, yo.
Yeah, people gotta understand, though. Inoue is about to fight in the Tokyo Dome. Like, that... And that shit's about to sell out. And he has all, like, his fights are advertisements in the front pages of regular ass newspapers, not a sporting magazine or anything like that. Like, he is as mainstream as it gets there. Like
one does that in America to anybody.
Yeah. And on top of that, they even show his respect when they come over, his opponents, all the respect in the world. But meanwhile, if you take Inoue to America right now, all it'd just be hatred. It'd be hatred all the
because
time.
There hasn't been any type of real launch of him over here. Yeah, he's had fights in America, but no real launch. Like I'll be honest with you. And hold on, shout out to Android. Oh yeah, Rush Hour reunion for Lee and Boots on Match for him. Yeah, at this point, yeah, that should happen. Something. Because Matchroom needs somebody who's serious at 140. But I do want to see a bigger effort from Top Rank though with Inoue. Yeah, fat chance that happens. Like, look, Top Rank, is it like, you know, they play their part, but they in the business of collecting checks right now. Like, everybody's been getting taken care of as far as the fights and the promo, and all these niggas doing it just eating it up.
Right, yeah, I mean, because like I said, I mean, Top Rank at this point, because, I mean, now Monster's getting Saudi offers, which obviously will make him fight out of Japan and Saudi Arabia in time. Like, you know, it's, You know, like, you know, when you get Monster offer, Monster's getting, like, offers like $60 million to fight there. Like, of course, yeah, of course, like, you know, it's like that Top Rank is going to be like, yeah, sure, sure, go right ahead. Pay him that $60 million. We got to cut that shit, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Not thinking, not to suggest some shit like, okay, you see how they were trying to do some, well, you know, if Joshua fights Tyson Fury, one fighter being in Saudi Arabia, one being in the UK. Like, you could do something like that with Inoue, but Top Rank not even going to even suggest no shit like that.
Yeah, no.
Is it just too easy just accepting what's happening?
Right. They happen to sign someone who's at the worst top two fighter, like, you know, in the world, and he's making serious competition look like they're not competition. You know, and that's the thing. And so, again, you have that situation where everything is kind of favorable to him. Why would you want to fight in America? Why does he need to fight in America? And he's done it three times, so it's not like he's not a stranger to U.S. soil. But simply more like some fighters have to probably get their weight up, you know, and especially in divisions that are not American centric. You know, maybe if he gets
Dude, remember that commercial Prince Nassim Hamed had with Adidas?
Yeah.
And that shit is like iconic. That's like a top five boxing commercial to me. Like, one of my favorite commercials. But Inoue needs that for America, for an American launch. Like, something impactful, something like, you see how it was just British is coming. Like, you go salute him. You know what I mean? Like, like, I remember that shit. The nigga with the dreads on top of the building. He was like, ah! You will worship him. He's coming, America. You go salute him. Like, yo, it's like nobody's making a big deal in a way, but except for the fans and the people like us. And the niggas who's arguing against us, like, oh, he ain't shit. No, like,
yeah,
like the promoter, like, goddamn, tweet something.
But then the ones that are arguing against him are the ones, or like a Sean Porter, like Sean Porter,
who don't know better, like, bro, like this is another thing, yo, and that's something to do with that. Like, a lot of people will say, hey, you know, you need to have some of these former boxers as commentators. This is that. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, real quick. Inoue needed to get on Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Would have been a perfect fit. Bring a translator. I know, like, dude, that was one of the biggest fucking layups of all time that was just fumbled. Runner-up with the Keyshawn Davis. Mm-hmm. When he was smoking. Like, that could have been, you know, that easy could have been a Mike Tyson podcast episode. I mean, but yeah, with, in a way, like niggas don't want to do nothing extra. It's like, that's it. Like, we're happy with what the product is. And like, it just is so little that they do and promote boxing in America, and it shows. But back to my original point, some people would say, oh man, so-and-so, like, you need to get some of the former boxers as commentators. And, but yo, a lot of these guys, a lot of these boxers, yo, man, I'm just be honest, they're not into the overall sport as much as you think they are.
No, they are not.
And it shows. And that's respect to Sean Porter, anybody, all that out there, but it's a lot. Think about it. And this is why it's such a damn missed layup. Mike Tyson was known more about Inoue than Sean Porter.
Yeah. But
who has a serious boxing podcast?
Tyson loves Inoue. Yeah, Tyson loves Inoue.
Who's looked at as more, whose podcast is looked at as the more serious boxing podcast for hardcore?
But I used to watch the Porter one has some issues, but
yeah, but see, and that's the problem. Mike Tyson,
Porter's a guy that you're right. Like, he calls a lot of fights, but he doesn't really follow the sport. Compare him to Chris. Like, I love Chris Algieri and the racist, who's racist, Pauly. Like, Pro Box, their commentary, they obviously watch all the fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell Porter doesn't really, because I watched a podcast and he like he's struggling to remember names sometimes, you know. It's like,
Porter. I mean, if it's somewhere around Porter's divisions or whatever, you know, Porter, Porter will, you know, he's on point, but
that's the problem. A nigga like Mike Tyson, who's on some, I get anybody on the podcast, and you know, I'm a boxing legend, da 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 da. I'm getting high, I'm smoking, chilling, whatever. If he knows more about somebody and he's far removed from the sport and the everyday business of it, and you know, the new fighters and all that shit, you know, that looks bad on Porter, son.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Like, yo, your platform is a more serious one for boxing. You know, you literally was boxing while doing this. You ain't retired too long ago. Like, y'all, you know, you fought the same year as Inoue's fought.
Right.
Y'all had two fight of the years in the same year.
dude has been on enough broadcasts, live broadcasts, The Zone, Top Rank, PBC, whatever, for him not to be as aware. Like, he's simply commentary on too many live broadcasts in too many promotions for him to be clueless about Inoue.
And see, and that's it. That's my only point, really. Like, so until if you're as close to boxing as Sean Porter is, y'all need to have Mike Tyson's enthusiasm for Inoue. Mm. But y'all also need to have that same enthusiasm for the fighters from America too,
right?
Because that's what's missing.
And they're just and not just hey, you know, let's have Masto over here so we can see if we can try to get him beat or whatever, because that's literally why most people like say that
you need to fight Tank. Yeah. Like, bro, like Tank got so many ups right now, like come on, man. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, like y'all, like America just gonna have to zero in on somebody. Maybe the promoters get together and y'all gotta start making chess moves and building up a competent fighter for Inoue on this side of the pond. Like,
right.
Fulton was the last guy. Maybe y'all need to hitch y'all wagon to Brandon Figueroa, which isn't a bad look. You know, but somebody over here could give him a decent fight.
Right. But as of right now,
y'all gotta start promoting him, and y'all can't treat it like he's the NOA slayer or some shit. Just start giving him some buzz, put him in the right fights, start casually throwing his name in there for the future fights, and do it organically. Like, Showtime was good at doing that shit. Like, how they built up the whole Undisputed shit, or the shit with Costa Zoo and Zab, and they had each of them fighting and going to each other's fights. You followed the sport at the time. You know, Zab is fighting guys like Allen Vester. Zoo is fighting niggas like Octay Arcao, like Shawn Mitchell. I'm remember, dude, you old school too, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, my bad if I fuck up his name, bro. Like, I haven't seen the fight in years, but dude was kind of giving Zoo some work early. Went the distance, nigga. I think Zab was in the audience. I think they asked Zab about something and he was making fun of Zab. He was making fun of Costa Zoo, and he was like, you know how Costa Zoo been leaving the arm out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Zab is funny ass nigga. But, yeah. Brought him up on his. Tyson has done more for Inoue than Top Rank. Think about that. If only we could ask Bob Abram why he isn't pushing Inoue. I mean, we know because it's easy. It's easier not to.
Right.
Brought him up on his podcast and Mike even brought him up on First Take. Yeah, dude, it's just these the layups, bro. And mind you, we don't have any other outside boxing media, any media outside of the boxing spaces that even really just check for boxing like that. There's no popular boxing anime running currently. There's no popular boxing comic book or nothing right now. There's no popular boxing TV shows or you know, you know, only when Creed comes up, niggas outside fuck with that, like,
right.
So it's just a lot of missed opportunity. I know Fight Night was mentioned the other day. I think Salute Android even like bigging up them tweets and shit. You know, niggas is like almost 10 years late. but better late than never. But yeah, it's a lot of shit that niggas ain't capitalizing. Y'all like by the time y'all start realizing shit, Jake Paul kid will be damn boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then a prolific kid to be on the podcast by there, a grown dude.
But yeah,
no,
oh, man. But yeah, it, I mean, just wanted to get those little bars off for like in the way or whatever. Like I said, and I'll leave it with this: like, appreciate Monster, like why he's actually still fighting, because it's not gonna last forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude is already Hall of Fame bound. Just more or less how much he's gonna be adding on.
Dude, he's an all time great already. Like, yeah. Hall of Fame is a lot. Look. Inoue could lose right now, and he's still Hall of Famer. Now, I know some of you hating ass niggas out there are going to be like, see, I told you, he's not that good. Eat a dick, nigga. Look, just like, okay, if Crawford was to lose right now in his next fight, you mean to tell me he wouldn't be Hall of Fame still? Once you get a certain level, only your all-time great ranking takes a hit.
Yeah, yeah. Like
your Hall of Fame ain't gonna take a hit.
Like Triple G was solidified, you know, before the Canelo fight as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
you know that loss.
That's a Hall of Famer. Like that, he solidified all of like.
He should really probably only have one or maybe two losses, but you know.
Yeah. So yeah, Alexa, just
one at worst, two at best. I mean, are two at worst, one at best.
Like even to add one more guy, the top three, round up top three. So you know, you said Inoue, Bud. Like if Usyk lost it, you know, even by a stoppage, and Fury stopped him, Usyk's a Hall of Famer already, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he damn right. Usyk's a fucking Hall of Famer. Like cut this shit, he's a Hall of Famer.
They're locked.
His all time ranking drops for the niggas who had him over Evander Holyfield. You guys can get the fuck out of the club.
You have to wait. You have to wait.
Like, you guys can shut the fuck up. You know, niggas is gonna rightfully so rank Holyfield above Usyk. And most real niggas is ranking him above him anyway.
Right.
You know, but you know, you got some of you motherfuckers out there. We know. y'all lean on certain things, and you know, that's enough for me. So, yeah.
But yeah, just had to get those bars up for Inoue and whatnot. Like I said, you know, just appreciate them. Like I said, you know, because when it's over, like it's over.